From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Florida schools are updating their classrooms this year. Schools have to spend half their instruction budget on lessons that are taught digitally. That could mean tablets, interactive whiteboards, or electronic textbooks. The logic makes sense. Students spend plenty of time away from school on computers, video game systems, and smartphones. So, why not take something they're already doing as second nature and use it to make lessons in the classroom more interesting? But researchers have found that may not actually work. WLRN State Impact Florida reporter John O'Connor is here to talk about what they found. John, who did this research and what did they find?
Well, this study was done by the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, which is this big international group. They oversee the two main international tests for math and for reading. So their research is a pretty big deal. And they looked at 15-year-old students who had taken their international exam in the last couple of sessions. What they found was that the students who used technology the most in class actually didn't do as well on the tests as you would expect. And in fact, they found that students who used technology less in school did better on these exams, especially math. So that was pretty concerning to these guys. Here's Andreas Schleicher, who runs the OECD.
And that's pretty sobering for us. Now, we all hope that, you know, integrating more and more technology in school is going to help us actually to enhance learning environments, make sort of learning more interactive. But it doesn't seem to be working like this.
So, John, what is this? Is it the battle of the laptops versus the number two pencils?
It kind of is. They found some really interesting stuff when it came to math. So they looked at East Asian countries, China, Singapore. These are countries that did the best on international math exams. They also emphasized traditional methods of math education the most, so mostly paper and pencil lessons.
Let's talk about money. How much has Florida spent on all this digital instruction?
Florida is one of the few states in the country that has a requirement that schools spend half of their instructional budget. So this is classroom lessons, curriculum, on digital instruction. For some districts, that means upgrading Wi-Fi. It means adding more laptops and tablets. Orange County estimated that it was more than $2 billion to become fully ready for this digital instruction mandate. Multiply that by 67 school districts around the state, it's a lot of money. This has mainly been pushed by former Governor Jeb Bush, who really sees the benefits of using technology in education.
I mean, think of how the world, the broadband wireless technology, how it's exploded into our lives, and how now you can provide learning experiences in ways that are just radically different and a lot more interesting, where teachers can be collaborators in ways that they could never have imagined when they started their careers. There's so many possibilities now because of technology.
How about teachers? How are they using the technology?
That's a really interesting point. What the OECD found was that in countries that were allowing teachers to video conference, to share lessons digitally, to collaborate with other teachers, even to just watch other teachers teach, those countries got the best benefit from the use of technology. So in Florida, what that means is the policy so far has focused on connecting students to the technology. There's been a lot less focus on connecting teachers to technology, teaching them how to use it, helping them improve their lessons. Teachers have kind of had to do that on their own.
So, John, bottom line, should schools limit the use of technology in the classroom?
No. And the big reason for that is some of the most important job skills that students are learning they're learning because of this digital technology. You're talking just basic word processing, web design, how to use the internet. All those things are probably more likely to be used by most students in their jobs than even Algebra 2 or calculus.
John O'Connor covers education for WLRN and State Impact Florida. And you could hear State Impact Florida stories every week on WLRN. For more coverage of technology in schools, you can check out the State Impact Florida website. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Christine DiMatte.